This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with the news. The headlines first. Government says embossed number plates mandatory, but owners free to install at their convenience. President Ramchandra Paudel appeals to Jordan's king for safe release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. Nepali Congress MP Ishwari Prasad Neupane registered sole candidacy for State Affairs and Good Governance Committee chair. And Ukraine acknowledges for the first time that Russia entered the key region of Dnipropetrovsk. Now, the news in detail. The government has reaffirmed that embossed number plates are mandatory, though the vehicle owners are free to install them at their convenience. The Department of Transport Management issued a statement on Tuesday clarifying that the plates must be fitted during registration, ownership transfer or renewal as per existing laws. It also said the use of English on the plates have been upheld by the Supreme Court and urged public support in line with the Digital Nepal vision. Amid confusion, the department stressed that no immediate fines or legal action will be taken for not installing the plates by September 17. However, three transport workers' organizations have opposed the move, calling it unconstitutional for prioritizing English over the Devanagari script and raising concerns over the lack of radio frequency identification reading infrastructure. They also questioned the government's capacity, citing ongoing delays in driver's license printing. President Ramchandra Paudel has urged Jordan's King Abdullah II to help secure the release of Bipin Joshi, the Nepali student held captive by Hamas. In a message sent Tuesday, President Paudel called for immediate efforts to confirm Joshi's condition, ensure his safe release and facilitate his return to Nepal. He said Nepal would greatly value Jordan's humanitarian and diplomatic support. The appeal follows a meeting on Sunday when Joshi's mother and sister requested the president's assistance in bringing him home. Only one candidacy has been filed for the post of President of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee in the House of Representatives. Nepali Congress lawmaker Ishwari Devi Neupane registered her nomination yesterday, proposed by Nepali Congress lawmaker Ramhadi Khatiora and seconded by UML lawmaker Krishna Gopal Shrestha. With no other contenders, she is set to be elected unopposed when the committee meets today. A long-time member of the Nepali Congress, Neupane previously served in both constituent assemblies and as a chairperson of the Parliamentary Hearing Committee. She stepped down as chairperson of the Parliamentary Hearing Committee to lead the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee. Speaking after her nomination, she pledged to work with all sides to advance key bills and create a positive environment despite challenges. The Nepali Congress Office Bearers meeting yesterday had decided to field her for the post, which had remained vacant after lawmaker Ramhari Khatiora's resignation. In the meantime, the three parliamentary committees, the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee, the Legislation Management Committee and the Public Policy and the Delegated Legislation Committee, are holding meetings today. The Good Governance Committee is to forward the process for the election of the committee chair. Similarly, the Legislation Committee will be holding a clause-wise discussion on Federal Civil Service Bill 2080. The Public Policy and Delegated Legislation Committee will be discussing the sixth annual report of the committee 2081-82. South Korea's ambassador to Nepal, Park Tae-yong, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Khadka, yesterday to discuss bilateral cooperation and Nepal's participation in the upcoming Global Infrastructure Cooperation Conference, or GICC 2025, in Korea from September 16 to 18. The ambassador confirmed that 35 countries have so far committed to attending the conference and expressed confidence that Nepal could showcase its energy projects on the international stage. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has urged Nepalese living abroad to invest in Nepal, calling the country's development a shared source of happiness and prosperity. speaking at the inaugural convention of the Association of Nepali Origin, ANO Nepal chapter, Prime Minister Paudel highlighted the importance of exchange programs to strengthen ties among Nepalese worldwide. ANO Central President Dilli Adhikari said the organization, formed in Thailand last year with members from 32 countries, aims to contribute to building a better, brighter future for all Nepalese. The source of the cholera outbreak, which has spread to the community level in Birganj, has remained unidentified. Public health officer Jaimod Thakur said infected patients are under treatment at various hospitals. Meanwhile, in response to the ongoing outbreak, Birganj Metropolitan City has extended school closures until August 29 to contain the spread. According to the Education Division Chief Ananda Lamichani, teachers and school staff have also been asked to mobilize in the community to raise public awareness. Veri Hospital is set to begin free dialysis services from today for needy patients suffering from Alzheimer's, Parkinson's and serotype conditions such as hepatitis B and HIV. The hospital released a list of eligible beneficiaries under a government project aimed at providing treatment for the destitute. Medical Superintendent Dr. Nirajan Subedi said the initiative follows a directive from the Nursing and Social Security Division under the Department of Health Services. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Ukraine has the first time acknowledged that Russian forces have entered the Dnipropetrovsk region, a central industrial region previously untouched by heavy fighting. A Ukrainian military spokesperson confirmed ongoing battles, while Russia claims to have captured several settlements, though Kiev disputes full control. Battlefield monitors say Moscow is consolidating positions and preparing for further advances. The development comes as Russia continues to slow costly gains in eastern and southern Ukraine and peace efforts appear stalled. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ruled out talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, insisting on Ukrainian territorial withdrawals, a demand Kiev rejects. The UN's Universal Postal Union says 25 countries have suspended package deliveries to the United States amid concerns over new U.S. tariffs. The Trump administration is ending a tax exemption on small packages entering from the U.S. from August 29. In response, postal services in countries including France, Germany, India, and Australia announced they will no longer accept most U.S.-bound parcels. The UN agency said the suspensions will remain until Washington clarifies how the new measures will be implemented. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Mathes, Bagmati, Gandaki, along with the hilly regions of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country today. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that currently the monsoon low-pressure trough is located in a near-normal position. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 to 29 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Government says embossed number plates mandatory, but owners free to install at their convenience. President Ramchandra Paudel appeals to Jordan's king for safe release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. Nepali Congress MP Ishwari Neupane registered sole candidacy for State Affairs and Good Governance Committee chair. And Ukraine acknowledges for the first time that Russia entered the key region of Dnipropetrovsk. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.
Thank you.